time. Now, this is a Scoop Audio interview with Wayne Mapp. You built his past. What's the big idea about it?
The big idea is to enable small employers especially to be able to employ people knowing that they're not going to be subject to lawsuits in that first 90 days if things haven't worked out. That people essentially get, it's a trial period in essence. If it works out, obviously the employment continues and all the usual rights come into play. But if it hasn't worked out on either side, then the contract just ends. The pay is paid up to, you know, the end of the pay period. People still have all their usual rights around holidays, sick leave, and fundamental discrimination. But that's the big idea. All OECD countries have it. It's a normal part of modern employment law.
And what was Labour saying last evening? They were saying that there's some sort of provision if you organise written agreement beforehand. So how's your bill different to that, or how was that a weakness?
Well, the current law, the Labour has not correctly described the current law. The current law does not enable you to have a probation period where, if it doesn't work out, the contract ends. The current law still has the full personal grievance procedures that's specifically stated in it. That's the very thing that's the problem. And so Labour is wrong on that. They also keep trying to say this is some kind of, you know, antediluvian throwback, and it's not. All OECD countries have it as modern employment law.
Okay.
We're the outlier. New Zealand is the outlier. The outlier of one.
Okay, and the other thing, were there a lot of cases happening with people in the first 90 days not being able to get rid of people? Or?
Very large amount of anecdotal evidence from Business New Zealand, from the Small Employers Advisory Group, that's a group to government, which says actually small employers, which is the bulk of New Zealand employers, are not making employment decisions because of this. Big employers have got HR departments and all of that. There's no problem there, really. It relates to small employers who are unwilling to take the risk because they get it wrong, they fear they have to pay what has effectively become a tariff of between $2,000 and $5,000, even if they get it wrong in, so to speak, 90 days. And that is just too big of a deterrent for a lot of people. And you can see it. Youth employment is 12%, general employment 3%. We want to make it easier for people to get that first job.
Just a final question there, Wayne. Last electoral cycle, 2002-2005, I guess your bill would have been booted to the sidelines, but this time you managed to get three of the four Maori Party MPs on board. How did you work that out?
Well, essentially because of youth employment. That's the group who need the assistance. Maori are a young population generally, on average, is higher education for National's going to have to assure the Maori Party that some fundamental protections are in place, and that's one of the issues that will be being looked at in the Select Committee.
Okay, well, thank you very much for chatting.
Thank you.